At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The following content may be unsuitable for certain viewers because it's garbage.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
huge show today.
Can't wait.
All the massive fallout from NFL free agency. Of course, Eagles landing Saquon.
It's over.
You know, people out there that send the Eagles overpaid for him. Well, we'll tell you why.
Please.
Those people are morons.
Exactly.
And, you know, also, we don't talk politics on this show
as
a
rule.
Because this is not Meet the Press or ESPN. But
garbage.
We will address the rumors surrounding Aaron Rodgers and how he could be the potential next vice president.
Absolutely. And,
you know, we're also going to throw another name in the ring, aren't we, Tony?
Yeah. We're about to change the course of American history over here.
Yeah, but first, a couple important show notes. Again, big tech continues to silence this show.
Unbelievable,
we only got two ratings this week on Apple Podcasts.
Not possible.
For the whole week, which is statistically impossible.
Exactly.
Considering the scope of our massive global audience.
It makes no sense, bro.
Exactly, and not only that, we were told had videos removed from TikTok. I should say, foreign-owned TikTok.
Yeah, there you go.
They said we were bullying and harassing our producer.
Ridiculous.
That, we don't do that.
Well, that's because you do.
Why are you even talking? Why
what
don't you shut
you
your mouth?
Talking? Shut up,
yeah,
you loser.
I'm going to kill
anyway,
you, bro.
Just look, You want to see those videos, make sure you follow us on Instagram and not just TikTok. And, you know, together we can fight communism.
Yeah, it's our duty as Americans, bro.
Exactly. Anyway, to today's show, you know, last week and the week before, we had these guests who were just terrible. So we've decided this week, no guests. We're just going to open up the Fusco Sports Hotline and take calls from you out there. And, well, you better not screw it up.
Yeah, or you're getting screwed to a dial tone, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, before all that, it's time for a word from our newest sponsor, our good friends at FDD. Do you have someone special in your life? Well, nothing is more special than ordering them a generic gift basket you found on the internet. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. You know, my Aunt Marie's birthday's coming up soon, and her boyfriend Nunzio wanted to get her something special. And I said, Nunzio, I got three letters for you. FTD. And he said, but I already gave her herpes and gonorrhea. And I said, not STD, FTD.
No,
and
then whoa. You guys need to start sticking to the copy that companies send you.
Oh.
We're getting complaints.
Oh, you want a complaint? Here's a complaint. Shut up. Why are you talking?
You just cost us millions of dollars, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, just don't listen to him. Go to FTD.com. Enter the promo code Fusco to get 99% off any purchase made in the next 10 seconds.
Oh.
What a great deal there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hopefully right. We still got a
Look,
check in the mail.
Put that all behind us, Tony. It's time to get into our biggest news in our top story.
Top story.
Obviously, the big story of the week, Eagles
bro.
Dominating free agency, scoring a huge win, signing former Giants running back Saquon Barkley to a three-year, $38 million deal. Now, some people out there, they're still saying he's overpaid and
Please.
That the running backs don't have any value anymore. But, Tony, these total idiots are missing the point, aren't they?
100%. You know, and might I say, Saquon is more than just his position. We
yep.
need to stop using old-fashioned and frankly derogatory terms like running back. You know,
yeah.
we need to start accepting position fluidity. Shouldn't
yep.
a running back also be allowed to identify as a receiver? Of
yep.
course they should.
Course.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is a running back who identifies as a quarterback. And we have no problem with that.
No
Personally,
problem.
I dream of living in a world where we let players be how God intended and not by the assigned position they were given in college.
Just such emotionally stirring analysis there, Tony. And, you know, these people out there criticizing the signing, well, they're all forgetting history. I mean, people say defense wins championships.
No.
Running backs
yeah,
win championships,
exactly.
too. I mean, you know, Tony, who was the Chiefs running back last season?
The one guy. It's right there, the tip of my tongue. What's his name?
You know what? Forget that. Let's just go back a year, right? Who was the Rams running back the year they won?
That guy. He was awesome that year. Again, it's right there in the tip of my tongue. What's his
All
name?
All right, you know, maybe we just need to go back further. All right. The running back on the 2017 Eagles.
LeGarrette Blunt and Jay Ajayi, bro. Of course.
Of course. They had two,
which just shows you can't have enough running backs. The more, the better, bro.
See, there we go. Just proving
yeah.
our point right there. And
yep.
Anyway, moving on to other big news. Russell Wilson says he plans to sign with the Steelers for the league minimum of $1.2 million. But,
wow.
you know, he'll still earn the $39 million he's owed by the Broncos.
Yep.
And, you know, this is just so smart because, you know,
totally.
In today's gig economy, it's so important to have multiple streams of income. And, you know, this duel
smart.
Was smart by the Broncos,
yep.
wasn't it?
1,000%. The Broncos just doubled their chances of winning a ring. I mean, Russell Wilson is technically still a Broncos employee. So
yep.
if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, the Broncos should get a ring too. Like,
yep.
you know, in Hollywood, if you invest money in a movie but, you know, do jack squat, you still get to be a producer and win an Oscar. The
yep.
Broncos are now basically executive producers of the Steelers.
Just such incredible perspective there by you, Tony. And, you know, you have
Thank
to wonder,
you.
Based on that, you know, the Broncos face the Steelers late in the season. And, you know, it's week 16, 17. You know, the Broncos are 2-14. Steelers 14-2.
Yeah.
You know, you have to wonder if Denver will forfeit that game to improve their chances of winning the Super Bowl with the Steelers.
Yeah, you have to wonder. It's definitely on the table.
Absolutely. Anyway, tomorrow free agency news. You know, between Monday and Tuesday, while all these teams were making moves left and right, the Cowboys were standing pat, which is frankly inexcusable, given that out of all the playoff teams, they had the most time
exactly.
in the offseason, as their offseason started about 2 minutes into that wild card game versus the Packers.
Yep.
Anyway, finally, they did make a key move, signing long snapper Trent Siege.
So
and
smart.
That just said everything, didn't it, Tony?
Absolutely. This just shows the Cowboys know the MVPs of the team are the punters and their long snapper. They can really help cover for all of Dak's weaknesses. And frankly, I think they can do more. Why not have the long snapper just play center? That way, Dak can stay out of the shotgun about 13 or 14 yards back, and then he'll finally have the ample time he needs to throw the ball.
Such terrific analysis and advice, Tony. And, you know,
thank you.
That's just another great example of what you were talking about earlier. Position fluidity.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's so small-minded when you think about it that long snappers only get to snap the ball a few times per game when they're clearly the best at snapping. You know, it's terrible.
Enough's enough. It's time for our closed-minded attitudes to change.
So true, Tony. And now to what could be the ultimate free agent signing. Of course, we're talking about the announcement by presidential candidate Robert Kennedy that Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is apparently on his short list of vice presidential candidates. And wow, this just makes total sense when you lay it all out, doesn't it, Tony?
100%. What's the one thing you need in a leader? Bravery.
Bravery.
And there's nothing more brave than agreeing to play quarterback for the New York Jets.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers stood behind an offensive line that was still learning the basics of football, knowing his life was in danger every single play. Last year, I was so impressed with how he made it through the preseason and almost a full drive in the regular season and still managed to relearn how to walk after just a few short months.
Yep. But, you know, another name that we have to throw into the fray, probably even a better choice, I have to say, Nick Foles.
Yeah,
you know,
bro.
He was the backup to Carson Wentz, which is kind of like being a vice president, you know?
Totally.
And he defeated the Patriots, which kind of makes him more of a patriot than an actual patriot.
Exactly. And, you know, an eagle is the mascot of the country. And Philadelphia is where Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution. So when you think about it, Nick Foles is basically already president.
So well said and well put all around, Tony. And well, we can only hope the same from our callers who are about to join us on the show anyway. We probably will regret this, but let's go ahead and open up the Fusco Sport.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's hotline.
Fusco Sports Hotline.
You're on the Fusco Show. Who's this?
I'm Marshall. I'm from California.
Ugh. Wait, what's going on? You're in front of this
two strikes already.
What are you, like, on the run from the law? You're moving? What's going on?
No, I'm just excited to be on.
Okay.
So you got rid of your bookcase? That makes no sense. All right.
Books are for losers anyway, bro, so good for you.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
True. An empty bookcase is a sign of a winner.
It's a good sign, bro.
Yeah, you got your priorities straight.
Okay,
right.
You're off to a good start, bro.
Let's hear your take question. What do you got
What do you got?
So my question for free agency is this. Travis Kelce, he gave us emotional presser. He said that Nick Foles had the biggest in the NFL.
All right, first of all, you said Travis.
Jason Kelce,
you don't even know who you're talking about. Maybe we need to get you some books back there on that
anyways,
shelf.
Yeah.
All right, let's start teetering again. Go ahead. His name's Jason, if you need help. All right, Jason.
Jason, he said,
there you go.
He said Nick Foles had the biggest in the NFL. Doug Peterson had the biggest balls, but they're both gone now. And so I was wondering how the Eagles intend to replace that length and girth in the locker room this free agency.
Now that you finally got to a great question there. And as you know, on this show,
very good
we
question,
are huge
bro.
Proponents that size should be a measurement at the combine. It's the best way to determine the strength and length of a player.
Totally,
so
bro.
We hope that the Bears will undress Caleb Williams and they will see that the tiniest they've ever seen.
He is a bust, bro.
Well, why do you think he avoided the medical?
Another great point, bro.
There you go. See, you're on
the way you think, Marshall, bro.
You don't need books because the way you think,
books need you, bro.
That's why it's USC. It's USC, a tiny cock when you take off his pants.
Yeah, you small cock. Exactly.
All right,
bro.
What's your next take? Wow. You got another take there?
So my other question is: I watched the show and I noticed that whenever Paulie he reads off the top story, he always tilts his head like this when he reads it. And so I was wondering if that means that if he's giving the news with a slant in it.
What?
No.
His neck. That's what you're asking
wondering
with?
About my neck
You're
angle?
Asking about his anatomy, his neck.
I'm going to run a slant and get
Marshall,
you out of here.
We're calling the Marshall on
the show.
You, bro.
Don't you talk about
you're
my
off
neck.
The
it's
show.
Perfectly fine. I can go this way and I can go that way. And you're going
the Marshall's coming to get you, bro.
All right, we're 0-1. He started out well there, but all right, let's keep going. All right, okay. Who's next, producer?
Who's next,
what?
Bro?
Adam is next.
There he is. Turn your mic on. Adam.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome,
right,
bro.
You got a question to take?
Yeah, where are you from, Adam?
I'm from New Jersey, central New Jersey.
Uh-oh. Already lowering my expectations.
Yeah, bro.
Here.
South
right.
Jersey would have been better, bro. The further north, the worse, bro.
Exactly.
So middle ground.
Exactly.
Let's see.
I agree with you guys. Yeah. Anything past the Raritan Bridge, you're done for.
There you go. All
there
right.
You go,
he knows
bro.
His geography.
Exactly.
Okay. What's your question you take? Go ahead.
I'm here to warn you guys. There's never been a successful person with the last name Barkley in the history of Philadelphia. And I have the list to prove it.
Okay, go. Who?
Number one. Matt Barkley.
Yeah, we know.
Legend,
Matt Barkley,
bro. We
Charles
know, bro.
Barkley.
Legend. Go
okay.
ahead.
Go. Yeah, what else?
Hey, he was drafted to be a special talent, but the only thing that was special about him is his ability to suck, okay? Number
you
two.
You know, that is good analysis there. I do like how you noticed that last names are a good indicator for a player. All
it's
right.
It's true, bro.
But Charles Barkley, you know, we respect Charles. He was one of the greatest fighters in
ever,
NBA
bro.
History.
Throwing people through windows, bro.
With tons of knockouts.
Yeah.
Let me stop you there.
What?
I thought Philadelphia was a city that prided itself on winning championships.
No.
Charles Barkley never won one.
Kicking ass and winning championships, bro. Kicking ass first.
Charles Barkley was undefeated in fighting.
Yeah,
and
he kicked Shaq's ass too, bro.
In killing other people.
Yeah.
That's how you play basketball.
Exactly.
It's
tough,
not about
bro.
The rings on the
tough.
Finger. It's the boxing ring on the court.
Yeah, bro.
Talking about rings.
Yeah,
your
bro.
Phone is going to be ringing soon.
Yeah.
Because you're off
Guess
the
what?
Show.
You're off
and
the show.
Up on
oh,
you.
My dog is
Don't
Barkley and that's
the great Charles
off
Barkley.
The show.
I have to live
greatest boxer in
See
NBA
ya.
History. Fighter.
Later, bro.
Producer, who's up next?
Nathan, the Cowboys lover.
His name is Cowboys lover?
Now, is that his, like, given name? That's his dad's last name?
Hello, Tony and Polly. Hello, Tony and Polly.
Bro, what are you
going?
In a padded cell, bro? Where are
Cowboys
you, bro?
Cowboys banner. He's in a blue
room. I'm in my room right now.
It's a padded cell, Paulie.
Yeah, I bet you spend a lot of time in there, bro.
Where are you from, bro? Where are you from?
I'm from the great city of Dallas, home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, bro.
Home of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
This guy's very proud of himself.
Okay, what's your take? What's your question, bro?
Yeah, bro, go.
My take is that the Dallas Cowboys are going to win it all this season. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to beat the 49ers at the NFC Championship. We're going to beat the Bills
okay,
in the
on,
Super
bro.
Bowl.
Hold
That's
on.
My
Did you see what your
right
team
here.
Just did in free agency,
Pump the
bro?
Breaks, bro?
Did you see? The one person they signed out of everyone out there
the
was a
snapper,
long
bro.
Snapper. That tells you everything.
Trent Sieg,
They're
going to
be
bro.
Punting on the season, bro.
Yeah, bro. They're already punting, bro.
Look, I think that Tony Pollard was holding us down. Now that he's to the Titans, we can let Deuce Vaughn out, and he's going to run
Deuce.
For over 1,200 yards.
Out.
He's going to take a Deuce on the team, bro.
The guy's 2'6". Nick Foles' dick is bigger than Deuce, whatever his name is.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
I will give it to you. Nick Foles has a huge penis. I will give that to you.
Yeah, see?
All right, well, we can
Eagles
agree on something.
That's the only thing I can't
yeah, we
right.
agree on
so
something,
give
bro.
Us your final prediction. What's the Cowboys going to finish this
What's
year?
What's their record going to be, bro?
We're going to finish 17-0 this season.
All right, okay. You know what's going to finish? This call
guess
right
Guess what's
here.
Finished, bro?
Guess what?
You're finishing this interview. Defeated. No wins, bro. You're
terrible.
Off this show.
You're not going to win a Super Bowl in your
See
lifetime, bro.
Jay, hang
yes,
up on
will.
This guy in his padded
it.
Cell, bro. No wonder he's in a padded cell, bro.
All right, who's next?
Anthony is on the line.
Hello, all right. Where you call? Oh, I like that jersey. Eagles
yeah,
jersey.
Wait a minute. Move back so we can see that beautiful jersey, bro.
Oh, we got a pretty bad connection, but
we
I
got
see
a bad
a
connection,
jersey.
But we
there
can see
go.
That beautiful AJ Brown
right,
jersey,
where you calling
bro.
From, bro. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from South Jersey.
They are right.
Well, okay,
right.
Not bad. Where are you at? Cherry Hill, Justin, bro. Voorhees, where are you, bro?
Down in Bridgeton, actually.
Okay, that's Eagle country, bro. Eagles country over there, bro.
God dominion. All right. Yeah. Well, tell us. All right, so your name's Anthony. You're an Eagles fan.
Good.
All right, tell us your
two
question.
For two.
Or your take. Where are what's going on?
Obviously, over the season, the Eagles fired both their offensive and defensive coordinator,
Had to be
right?
done, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people question the new hires, but I'm here to tell you why, objectively, they are the best hires on the market.
Okay.
Okay.
It's sounding long already.
Sounding long,
but
keep
it to 20
good.
Seconds, please.
Okay.
We'll start with Kellen Moore. What are you always trying to get more of on offense? That's right, more points.
Good no point really right is. There. Very good. Last forward. Names matter, bro.
See, good last name analysis on
yeah,
this show.
Yeah, so good job, bro.
You know what matters more? First names. And if you look at our defensive coordinator, we have Vic Fangio. And what is Vic short for? That's right, victory.
Victory, this bro. Guy, wow. This,
yo. Do you, clearly. Are you on the air in the South Jersey area?
You should be, bro.
I'm not on the air by myself, but I have had these genius takes for a very long time.
You are the Einstein.
Yeah, bro.
Of
see,
your
this
time,
is,
bro.
It makes me emotional
I'm
because
very proud of you.
This is
very
what
proud.
Happens when people get their education from
he's
us.
Clearly
they come up
to the show. For
yeah,
a
they
this
come up with their own
like
genius
the
takes, bro.
Had. He's just growing up.
I've been a fan of your show for so many minutes. Oh, yes. So
thank
many,
you, bro.
Exactly. It's just. We're teaching you, it's paying off. Do you have anything else you'd like to say while you're here?
I have one more simple take, and it's actually going to be for our not-so-much friends at the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, bro.
They claim to be going all in for a Super Bowl, but they've had a quarterback that hasn't even made a Super Bowl. I think if they want to really win the Super Bowl, they should go and sign Cam Newton, a Super Bowl-playing quarterback, who can absolutely take them there if, you know, they give them around $70 million a year.
You were flying so
you know,
high,
that's
bro.
That's just a little oh, no. too...
But like
a,
Icarus,
you know,
like Kid Icarus, you flew
there.
Too
you know,
close to the
I,
sun,
you know,
bro.
We like to keep our takes in
grounded
the realm
in
of
reality, bro.
And that was just a little
on.
Off.
It was
reality.
Too much, bro. So
look, I'm going to be
don't
nice
be
to you, bro. You seem
you
like
you
a
seem
nice
like
guy.
A nice
I'm just
going to
gently
you
push you off
fan.
The show. Just push him
don't
off.
You
into
just
a
gently
dial
off
tone.
The show.
Man,
a gentle
a
push off the show.
For us. Just push him away.
Very
gentle
off the show.
It was a gentle. We were gentle there, right? You know?
Yeah, bro.
All right, the show entering hour two of this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we just going to keep rolling in?
What do, you have, do we have more callers? Yeah. Bring them
who's
on, bro.
Dano.
Who?
Who?
Dano.
Paul Dano?
Is this Hawaii 5-0? Dano. All
maybe
right,
the actor
we go. Dano.
Paul Dano's coming on.
Yo, bro. Oh, we got two of you.
We got twins?
Yeah. We're on here. Mm-hmm. So we got some questions.
Nice. You know,
hold
Tony,
on,
it's
hold
like
on,
a young
bro.
Version of us here.
What are your names first and where are you from, bro?
I'm Dan. We're both from Jersey. This
I'm,
is Chase.
I'm Chase.
Yeah, and where are you? Are you in the, are you in some kind of school like, library?
Are you at school, bro?
Yeah, no, we're in school.
You know, first of all, you're wasting your time there. There's nothing you can learn. But it's good you took time out of your education to get one from us. That's smart by you.
Smart by
okay,
you,
look.
Bro.
All right, go ahead. You got a take or a question? What's going on before you get expelled there?
What do you guys think about the move to get Saquon to the Eagles? And what do you think the Giants offense is going to need
and
to be successful?
More,
you know, obviously you were busy in class, so you missed the first half of your show, of the show here. But, you know, all right,
skipped,
look,
bro.
We already talked about this in the show.
Yeah.
You know,
where were you during
time,
the first part of the
gotta
show?
What you got to do is you got to stop your schooling and listen to the first
yeah,
half of the show.
Yeah, this is the real school,
so you
bro.
Come on and waste all our time.
No.
Well, guess what? Good news, because you're going to be graduating.
Guess what, bro?
Off the
you're
show.
Graduating
get
from
of
off the show school, bro. Because
you
you're off the
just,
show.
You know what? Call us when Aaron is before
Dano
your bedtime
and Mano, his twin
your
brother.
Bros.
Off the show.
There, you know?
Back to class with you.
All right. Are we going to keep going?
Are we
here?
Done
right,
here,
John,
bro? Is there anybody
next?
Else? Can we be done?
Mitchell?
Another. Who's...
It's another kid in school. What is this? Nickelodeon?
What is this?
All right. What's your question?
Mitchell,
so, why do you think Eagles would sign Saquon and get rid of a better running back? Because
you know the problem
better.
Here, Tony.
See, you don't understand, bro.
What's happening is these kids—they're in school. The teachers aren't letting them watch.
Yeah,
the
first teachers
half
aren't
of the
teaching
show.
You what they should
you know,
be
you
teaching
do
you, bro.
Is you gotta say, teacher, I'm about to get on this show.
Yeah,
I need to watch the first 15. Can you tell your teacher that? Tell your teacher. Where is your
yeah.
teacher?
Saquon has 3.9 yards per carry. DeAndre Swift averaged 4.6 yards per carry last
year. All right, we interrupted algebra class here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What are you? Are you taking the SAT right now?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Guess how many yards per carry you have? Zero, bro.
You know, learn to memorize numbers. In fact, here's something
here's
you should
number
memorize.
For you.
It's this number 1-800 off the show.
Off the show.
Because
you and your
sent.
Friends
get
off the
here.
Show.
You know what?
You're
go
done.
Back to class
Duke,
and learn how
get
to
out of here with that Duke, bro.
Ask a teacher.
Go get a Temple shirt, bro.
What is going on here? All right, can we just get Can we get an adult on the show?
Yeah, adult. No more kids. It's not a kid's show.
Our next caller better have gone through puberty. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Yo, what is this?
All right.
You know, I don't. How old are you? Who? Your name,
how old
Christian?
Am I? I'm 17.
17. Can we get someone with a driver's license on this show? All right. Look.
Where are you from, bro?
My driver's license got suspended. I got in a car crash.
Christian.
Oh, all right. It will save your sob story for me. Let's talk about more important things.
Christian,
you
dad jokes.
Question.
Where are you from, bro?
Where am I from? North Jersey.
Oh, no. It's them again. Get him out of here, bro. Get him out of here, bro.
Oh, this guy, he's got Dano coming on the show again. What
get
are you
out
doing?
Of here, bro.
You guys, you're all in the same Zoom. You know, you're going to
guess what?
Crash
you're
off
zoomed
the
off the show.
Yeah. These guys are playing with us, joking around.
Yeah, none of that always. This is a serious
is the
show.
Thing about today's youth.
Yeah.
Today's youth, no respect.
No respect.
No respect.
Bro.
Get them out of here. Don't let anybody in. We're
no
up the
more.
Fusco
but close the line
out.
Down. Close it down, bro.
Fusco Sports.
Right, anyway, we're not letting all those kids ruin the show. I feel like I'm on an episode of Scooby Doo here, Tony.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. Like
all
it's
right.
Double Dare.
It was otherwise a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors. Our good friends at FTD.
Yeah,
and,
thank you. Oh, you kidding me?
Yeah, the guy who ruined our show already.
Yeah,
Jay.
What do you want? Yeah. Producer Jay.
He's combing the high schools looking for callers.
Yeah, what do you want?
Correction.
All right, hurry up, bro.
I'll
go.
Give you a correction. Learn how to do your job.
Exactly.
What?
That's for you. Now what?
You said Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution?
Yeah, bro.
Learn your history, bro.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. When the Founding Fathers were writing the Constitution, he was actually out of the country in France.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to declare your skull independent from your spine.
Yeah, and somewhere out of the country is where we're going to leave your body. Oh, you're
one,
done.
Donnie.
He's finished. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Mm-mm.
What? Nope. Hurry up.
You couldn't name the Chiefs running back last season.
It's the one guy, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's that guy.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it was Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, him.
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he went to Rutgers, so you should know who he is.
Oh, yeah, well, Isaiah, that you're a dead man.
Yeah, after the show, you're going to need to Pacheco into the emergency room. Oh, you're done.
Great one, Tony.
Get out of here. We're finished.
No.
Why? Go.
You said if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, the Broncos should get a ring because Russell Wilson is technically an employee of their team.
Yeah, bro. That's their investment, bro.
Only fair, bro.
Yeah.
He's not an employee of the team. They're just paying out his contract. The Broncos technically have no financial association with the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, well, after the show, your head is going to have no association with your spine.
Yeah, the only contract I'm paying out is with the hitman we hired to murder you. Oh,
can't wait
see
for that, Tony.
He's so cliche.
But you know what I also can't wait for?
What's that,
next
bro?
Next week, just booked
Who?
On the show,
Who?
Super Bowl legend Eagles hero Nick
wow,
Foles.
Wow, President Foles, so
and
excited.
Hey, don't forget... Take on big tech.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Go and rate and review.
Rate and review all of you right
as
now,
times
bro.
As possible. And, you know, hey, kids, learn to watch the show before calling the show. Just a life lesson for you. And remember, shop our merch store as well.
Yep.
You know, go do
it
that.
All, bro.
Anyway, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.